Hurry up!
The Baudelaires heard a voice call out of the smoke.
This way!
A long black shape emerged from the smoky air, and the children saw it was an automobile pulling up in front of the hospital. An automobile, of course, is a kind of shelter, but the siblings froze on the ground and dared not crawl an inch farther toward the car.
Hurry up!
Olaf's voice said again.
Hurry up, or I'll leave you behind!
I'm coming, darling!
From behind them, the Baudelaires heard the reply of Esme Squalor.
Lucafont and Flacutono are with me, and the ladies are following behind. I had them take all the medical coats we could find, in case we need them for costumes again.
Good thinking,
Olaf replied.
Can you see the car in the smoke?
Yes,
Esme said, her voice growing closer. The Baudelaires could hear the odd footsteps of her stiletto-heeled shoes as she strode toward the automobile.
Open the trunk, darling, and we'll put the costumes in.
Oh, all right,
Olaf sighed, and the children saw the tall figure of their enemy step out of the car.
Wait up, Olaf,
the bald man cried.
You fool,
Olaf replied.
I told you to call me Mattathias until we leave the hospital grounds. Hurry up and get in the car. The Snicket file wasn't in the Library of Records, but I think I know where I can find it. Once we destroy those 13 pages, there'll be no stopping us.
We've got to destroy the Baudelaires, too,
Esme said.
We would have destroyed them if all of you hadn't messed up my plan,
he said.
But never mind that. We have to get out of here before the authorities come.
But your largest assistant is still in the rash ward, looking for the brats,
the bald man said. And the children heard him open the door of the automobile. The hook-handed man spoke up, and the children could see his odd shape in the smoke as he got into the car after the bald assistant.
The ward for people with nasty rashes is entirely destroyed, he said. I hope the big one got out okay.
We're not going to wait around to find out if that fool lived or died,
Olaf snarled.
As soon as the ladies can put the costumes in the trunk, we'll get out of here. It's been splendid setting this fire, but we've got to find the Snicket file as soon as possible before you know who does.
VFD,
Esme said with a cackle.
The real VFD, that is, not those ridiculous singers.
The trunk opened with a creak, and the children saw the shadow of the trunk's lid flip open into the smoky air. The lid was peppered with tiny holes, bullet holes, it looked like, undoubtedly from being pursued by the police. Olaf strode back to the car and continued giving orders.
Get out of the front seat, you idiots,
Olaf said.
My girlfriend sits in front. The rest of you can pile in the back.
Yes, boss,
the bald man replied.
We have the costumes, Mattathias.
The voice of one of the powder-faced women was faint in the smoke.
Just give us a few seconds to reach the car.
Violet leant as close as she could to her siblings so she could whisper to them without being heard.
We've got to go in there,
she said.
Where?
Klaus whispered in reply.
In the trunk,
Violet replied.
It's our only chance to get out of here without being captured or worse.
Kulek!
Sunny said in a horrified whisper, which meant something along the lines of, getting in the trunk is the same thing as getting captured.
We've got to get the rest of the Snicket file before Olaf does,
Violet said,
or we'll never be able to clear our names.
Or bring Olaf to justice, Klaus said.
His Anne,
Sunny said, which meant, or find out if one of our parents really survived the fire.
The only way we can do all those things, Violet said, is to get in the trunk of the